You've been very, very difficult today. I don't know what it's been lately, but I just don't seem to have your attention enough. Yeah, that's why I called this meeting. It's a very important meeting, and I have some things I need to discuss with you. First, your work habits leave a lot to be desired. You know I demand a lot from you, and I'm not exactly sure why you haven't been performing, but whatever the reason is, I just want to remind you who you work for and exactly what I expect from you. Oh, sure, all kinds of things get in the way. That's called life. But that's just a distraction, and I don't care for that sort of stuff. So, I decided to have a sit-down meeting with you. One-on-one. I like to call this meeting a little, sit-face. You know, where I remind you who owns you, who controls you, and who you do worship and work under. Oh, I'm sure you have all kinds of excuses, but I'm not really interested in excuses. I'm just interested in reminding you, conditioning you, to become a better employee, to work even more tirelessly for me. You do want to keep your job, right? You do wish to continue working under me, right? Yeah, well, I have to punish you somehow, so if I have to force a little brown nosing on your part, then so be it. I'm not afraid to do it. I'm not afraid to sit on your face and remind you who works for whom. Yeah. So you won't mind dropping to your knees right now in front of me. You want to keep your job, right? Well, a little corporate ass-kissing is absolutely necessary. Absolutely. Yes, that's right. You're begging to kiss my ass, that's right. You are fucking begging to kiss my ass. Yes. I just want to remind you the pleasures of working under me. There are quite a few. For example, when I hike up my short skirt and you see the tops of those lace stockings. Well, that's a visual reward, isn't it? You like it. I knew it. Yeah, I don't have to force anything on you, but after you're done kissing my ass, that's when the work really is going to begin. Come on, pet. Kiss my ass. You know your fucking job is on the line. You know I can get someone else in here. Someone younger and hotter, more dedicated and malleable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like the taste of my ass, don't you? And having to kiss it is a sweet treat. What a welcome break for a little wanker like you. Yeah, well, we're not done yet because this isn't going to be as fun as you think. No. See, I need to punish you in the only way I can think of. Is by smothering you with my ass. Apparently, I haven't had much of an influence on you lately, so by sitting on your face, forcing you to breathe in my intoxicating ass, that golden, glorious ass is just what you need. I can tell. Yeah. Oh, look at you, begging on your fucking knees. Yeah, I knew it wouldn't take very much. Making you kiss my ass was a sweet treat, but now you really need to be under my ass. You really, really need it. Yeah. You fucking need it and you fucking crave it. Yeah, I'm going to influence you, all right. I'm going to influence you by the power of my ass, and I'm going to grind it in. I'm going to remind you who you fucking work for. Oh, sure, you've got a little time coming up. That's fine, but not right now. You're still my pet. You still work for me. I'm not letting you off until I'm satisfied that you have learned your lesson. I'm gonna sit on your face for as long as it fucking takes. I'm gonna rub it in. I'm gonna remind you of the natural, raw power and beauty I have to control you, to control the superior male species. I'm much more superior to you. You must and need work for me. You have to. Otherwise, your life is boring and dull. Working under me, under my glorious ass. Feeling those succulent cheeks upon your face. You breathing in that ass. I mean, really breathing it in. I want you to breathe me in nice and deep. And I want you to get that intoxicating smell of my ass as I sit face on you. While I sit on your face, you breathe it in, pulling in my aromatic aroma deeper and deeper inside of your body. Such a perfect little bum. So sweet. So round. It makes you weak just being near it. And now that I've got you right where I want you, to remind you who owns you. Yeah, I have total ownership over you. I owned your cock. Now I'm reconditioning your mind, using my ass as a powerful influence. You want to work under me, you must work under me. No one else makes you feel this good. No one else makes you feel this heavenly. I give your life a purpose. Working hard for me, slaving under a glorious goddess and her amazing ass. Yeah, that's all you need. Just a little reconditioning. Just a little bit of forced ass worship. I want you to admit to yourself just how much you love to sniff ass. Yeah, think about how good it feels to smell that ass. That powerful aroma, so perfect when it's mingled with that sweet pink pussy. So perfect. Makes you hard and weak just thinking about it. Feeling the heat of my ass on your face, teasing you, driving you out of your fucking mind. I love it. I love having you right here, right in the palm of my hand, sitting atop of your face. Oh, it's a fucking dream. I've always known my ass is powerful, and I love to see it in action. Seeing the way you just succumb to my advances, to my assets, you get hard and weak. Can't think about anything else. So perfect is that ass. Yeah, you want to work hard for me, don't you? You want to be even more motivated than before. That ass reminds you just how good it feels to slave away. To slave and work for your queen, for your goddess. Your mistress, your owner, the one you belong to. And if I have to sit on your fucking face to remind you, if I have to rub in that perfect ass and remind you why you work for me, well, I'll fucking do it. You know how much I like control. You know how much I like taking it. So, this shouldn't come as any surprise to you. I've got you right where I want you. Under my hot ass. Under that perfect body. You on your knees. Forced to breathe in. Forced to worship my ass. And surrender to those powers. Surrender to my superiority. Yeah, you want to work for me. You've never been so fucking motivated in your pathetic little life. You'll do whatever it takes now to please me, won't you? You'll do whatever the fuck I want. If I told you to come in dressed as a full sissy with a dress, high heels, stockings, makeup, wig, you'd fucking do it. You'd love it. You'd sit in your little pink secretarial office and work and slave away. The only breaks you'd get would be to come and suck my lover's cocks. Yeah, I'd do whatever the hell I want to because I own you. Because I control you. If I have to sit on your face more often to remind you, well, that's a snap. Easy breezy, no problem for meezy to do to you. I'll use whatever means necessary to influence you, to overpower you. And I know just how powerful the scent of my ass is, how perfect it is. And when it's on top of your face, grinding into you, smothering you, forcing you to breathe in that intoxicating aroma, well, then, I'm more than happy to do that. I am more than willing to tease you, to get you to slave away from me. You're my secretary. Don't let real life get in the way too much, or I'll really have to punish you. You know what my little toy chest looks like. You know all the things I have in there to train, condition, or otherwise punish misbehaving pets. And you don't want that. Oh no, you want to stick around. You understand that what I'm doing to you is absolutely necessary. That's why I had to sit on your face today. That's why I had to rub it in who controls who. Oh, sure, sometimes life gets chaotic. But don't you dare forget who controls you. Don't you dare forget whose influence you'd rather be under. We both know you'd rather slave away from me any day of the week than anyone else in your life. That's right. So go ahead, take in one last deep breath. Breathe in the power of my ass. Breathe it in nice and deep. Taking it in, breathing it in. Feeling my power reclaim you. It's so perfect when I'm able to do that to you. When I'm able to just take control of you. We both know how much you love it. How much you crave it. Until then, you'll just have to slave away from me. Work even harder for me. For the glory of that ass. Now we have lots of things to do. I don't want you to be distracted by this talk. As I stand up and look down at your face, it's all glazed, confused. Oh, I know. But I wanted to do that to you. I needed to remind you who you work under. Who controls you and owns you. You're still my secretary. You're still my little slave. You're still my property. And if I have to punish you, condition you to remind you, well, my pleasure. Now get to work and try and hard that little heart on, I see. You really need to hide that. It's, poking out of your trousers. I suppose you have a cum stain by now, too. Go back and work hard for me, my pet. Slave away like a good little boy.